Blog Talk Radio.
By the looks of it, we don't have much either. This show is designed to give you a bird's eye view of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. A lot of people hadn't taught you about him, hadn't taught you about the relationship you should have with him, especially if you look at anything remotely like me, and how you should comport yourselves with each other, because we don't know how to treat each other. That's true. We're crazy as hell. Let's be honest about that. And toward other nations. And the evidence bears this out. I don't have to speak anymore on this subject matter. We don't know how to treat each other. We don't know how to treat different nations. And we certainly don't know how to comport ourselves in relation with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Need I say any more on that subject matter? No, if I do, I won't, because of the fact the evidence bears this out. We're almost concluding the book of Psalms. I think Katria has 49 tonight and 50 tomorrow. And he will move right along in the next segment of study in Proverbs. I will begin next segment of study in Joshua. Come tomorrow. After chapter 33 and 34 of Devarim. Some of you call it Deuteronomy, but that's the name of it. Devarim. And I'm about to conclude this study session and move into the book of Joshua. And before we get started, I simply want to make some commentary notations. Don't you know our enemies, the long hairs, are crazy as hell? Small wonder that we're crazy as hell too, isn't it? You know, I sort of akin it to Dr. and Mrs. Frankenstein. They said that we're monsters, and the evidence bears this out. We are, in all shape, form, and fashion, because we don't know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. We're cursed monsters. But I would like to take issue with us being monsters in our defense. One thing, we got away from under the auspices of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and we thought we could do it on our very own. No, it didn't work out that well for us, and they did it. And we have become cursed monsters. And who have made this monstrosity? Dr. and Mrs. Frankenstein. Universal white race supremacy. And as you can see, they're crazy as hell too. The guards in the wards, the guards in the wards and the prisons are all crazy alike. And you're going to follow them? That's who leading you? Well, you keep on falling down that yellow brick road all you want. Yom Suf Ha'ri have no inclination in our interests. And fairy tales in our foolishness. And certainly falling after them, following their gods, has not worked in our best interests. And it certainly made us madder than a mad hatter. And that's true. But we have the antidote. We have the solution. But before we get started in the antidote and the solutions, I'd like to thank the fellow students that have chosen to join us from Japan. Yeah, man, we're moving on up. Japan. Yes, 10% of our students are from Japan. And I welcome them also. I wish I could say something in Japanese. Sayonara. However. But I still welcome you to our study sessions. May the Most High bless you also. Contrary, my brother and friend from New York City. May the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shalom, family. May the Most High bless you. Shalom, brother Yom Suf Ha'ari. May the Most High bless you.
Thank you very much, my brother and friend. Thank you very much. May he bless you also. May he bless your family. It's a pleasure, country. You know, my only mistake is when you get me fired up and I break into your conversation. So I'm gonna have to apologize up front, because if you said something, country, that lights my fire, unfortunately, I jump right on in and I do apologize. So I'm gonna apologize even before he shows you, because you said something gonna light my fire. Okay, so I do apologize beforehand. Go ahead, country.
Well, I usually think about my words before I speak, which is why they probably got so much fire in it and be jumping on it. But I think sayonara is goodbye.
I'm sorry. I believe. No sayonara. No sayonara. Thank you, Kyle.
I believe the time now is goodbye.
No, don't go nowhere. Please don't go nowhere. Stay with us.
But, the Most High struck us with madness, with astonishment and delusion, and people see it, and they know who we are because y'all hit us with this. But he told us to learn how to do good, right? And we could do that.
That's a remedy.
To learn how to do good.
That's a remedy.
That is a remedy. And people appreciate you when you do good.
Exactly.
So the more acts of kindness, you know, the more acts of love, the more acts, you know, you put out to help your people and others that are in need, those are acts of kindness and doing good works.
Exactly.
So we need to learn how to look out for each other, help one another, and learn how to do good to get rid of the madness that we're under. But we see that the people, like you said, the long-haired head of the enemy, they're being struck with madness too. You're really watching them.
You watch them. There's madness going around. I told you, Katja, I told you I was going to break into your conversation. I'm sorry again. I told you. You said something to me.
They had an attorney general, I forget which state. He hit a guy, and I think he kept going. But he said he thought it was a deer.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And they found the guy's glasses inside of his car.
Oh, man.
They asked him about the glasses, and he had nothing to say. They said his face must have came through the windshield.
Oh, man. I guess the deer must have had glasses on, didn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Got his prescription filled.
Shut up, country. I believe you me, fellow students, we are not laughing at the gentleman that lost his life because of negligence of this attorney general. That's a sad statement of affairs. And they use that as a defense. They don't have any defense. Matter of fact, country is right. They don't have any defense. They don't have any manslaughter in that county against taking one's life. They don't charge with manslaughter. You just ran over somebody. Hey, you wasn't drunk. You wasn't high. You just killed somebody, and that's justice. Come on, man. That's insanity. Madness.
Yeah, usually people that hit people with their cars that are pedestrian and they die, the people that hit them with the car usually get away with it.
Yeah. You can go down there and run over somebody all day long. Say it was an accident. You don't get charged. You don't get no charge.
Under our law, if it was an accident and you kill someone, guess what happened?
You better get
you
the
have
running.
You have to go to the city of refuge. You
better get
and
the
live
step
there.
You better get the step in. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
You better not wait on the attorney general. You better get the step in.
We need to hold on to Yah, hold on tight, to find Yah, first of all, to put down the false gods, the idols of the people, and really learn what Yah is trying to communicate to us, because he's our power, our strength. As we read in the Song of Moses, he's our shield, our refuge, and he loves us. To have put up with all that we've done, and the Most High's mercy is still upon us, we need to take advantage of that.
Exactly.
Not to take advantage like, you know, you're getting slick on Yah, but you know, do what Yah requires of us so that we can inherit our inheritance, which it is. It's not a religion, it's our inheritance.
Right. You're not going to play Yah, like Cartrell said, trying to be slick on Yah. You know, that ain't going to work, okay? Well, if Cartrell's done with his pre-study commentaries, we're going to move on. Cartrell,
yeah, we got a lot of ground to cover, bro.
Okay, let's get started then, shall we? Fellow students, and welcome our brothers and sisters from Japan. I'm not going to say sayonara. I've maybe said that after the show is over with, but I do apologize. Don't go anywhere. Open your books up. Open your maps up, fellow students, worldwide, because this is a worldwide international talk show. A lot of people don't believe it, but I'm surprised. No, I'm not. You know why I'm not surprised? Because the word of Yah, when it goes out, there's some people's going to bring back in. So I'm not surprised in the least bit. Japan, the people in Africa, so-called Africa, Canada. We got folks all over the universe that's studying right along with us. And we are very appreciative. And we're humbled that you find it's informational for you to study right along with us. And we're very grateful. Well,
I wonder what time it is in Japan, though.
But they must be serious, too. Hold on. I'm going to check that. Hold on, Cottrell. Say no more, brother. I'm going to find it out right quick. I got one of these newfangled phones.
Probably early in the morning.
Yeah, I'm going to find out right quick for you, brother. Phone, what is the time in Japan? Phone, what is the time in Japan?
The time in Tokyo, Japan, is 9:15 a.m.
Oh, they ready, though. 9:15 a.m. Okay.
Phone. So, in Japan is konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. Konnichiwa. Konnichiwa. It's a book. All righty, y'all. Turn to chapter 33. And we're going to get started. May the Most High bless us with a study, intensive study of his word and the application of that intensive study. This is the blessing with which Moses, the man of Yah, bade the Israelites farewell before he died. This is his last testament.
It's actually a blessing.
A blessing. If you're doing what's right now. The Elohim came from Sinai. He shone upon them from Seir. He appeared from Mount Paran and approached from the Bitha Kodesh. Lightning flashed at them from his right. From his right. Lover. He's a lover of us. A lover indeed of the people. It's all about love. They're hallowed. Are all in your hand. They should. They follow in your steps, accepting your pronouncements, codification and specification to follow you. When Moses charged us with the teachings, the covenant, the contract, and the inheritance of the congregation of Yaqub, the nation, then he became king in Jehoshaphat. When the heads of the people assembled, the tribes of Israel together united, he gives them a blessing. May Reuben live and not die, though few be its numbers. And this he said of Yehuda. Hear, O Elohim, the voice of Yehuda. Restore him to his people. Though his own hand strive for him, help him against his foes. And of Levi, he said, let your Thummim and Urim be with your faithful one, whom you tested at Masha, challenged at the water of Meribah, who said of his father and mother, I consider them not. His brother, he disregarded, ignored his own children. Levi leans on this. Your precepts alone, Yah, they observed, and kept your covenant contract. They should teach your laws to Yaqub, the nation, and your instructions to Israel. They shall offer you incense to savor and whole offering on your altar. Blessed, O Elohim, his sustenance. In favor, his undertakings, the tribe of Levi. Smite the loins of his foes. Let his enemy rise no more. O Benjamin, beloved of the Elohim. He rests securely beside him. Ever does he protect him as he rests between his shoulders. Man, that's a nice spot to be. Of Joseph, he said, blessed of the Elohim be his land with the bounty of dew from heaven and the deep that crouches below. With the bounteous yield of the sun, the bounteous crop of the moons, with the best from the ancient mountains, and the bounty of hills immemorial, with the bounty of earth and its fullness, and the favor of the presence in the bush. May these rest on the head of Joshua, on the crown of the elect of his brothers, like a first bull in his majesty. He has thorns like the horns of the wild ass, ox. With them he gores the people, his enemies, the ends of the earth, one and all. These are the myriads of Ephraim. Those are the thousands of Manasseh, of Zebulun. He blesses. He says, rejoice, O Zebulun, on your journeys, and Issachar in your tents. They invite their kin to the mountain. They invite their tribes, their kinfolk, to the mountain, where they offer sacrifice of success. For they draw from the riches of the sea, the fishermen's, and hidden hoards of the sand, of Gad, he says. Blessed be he who enlarges Gad, pours as he like a lion to tear off arm and scalp. He chooses for himself the best, for there is the portion of the revered chieftain, where the heads of the people come. He executed Yah's judgments and his decisions for Israel. For Dan he blesses. He said, Dan is a lion's whelp that leaps forth from Bashan. He blesses Naphtali. He says, O Naphtali, sated with favor, full of the Elohim's blessing, take possession of the west and south. He blesses Asher. He says, blessed son be of Asher. May he be the favorite of his brothers. They love them some Asherites. May he dip his foot in oil. May your door bolts be iron and copper, and your security last all your days. O Jeshurun, there's none like Yah, riding through the heavens to help you, through the skies in his majesty. The ancient Elohim is a refuge. See, you can run into these churches. You can run in these mausoleums. You can run in these Buddhist temples. But if you're us, it reads, the ancient Elohim is a refuge. A support are the arms everlasting. He drove out the enemy before you. By his command, destroy. Israel dwells in safety. Untroubled is Jacob's abode, in a land of grain and wine, under heaven's dripping dew. O happy Israel, who is like you? A people personally delivered by Yah. You're protecting what I said. You're protected. That's where your solution and antidote come from. You're now not these many spirited, splendid groups. Not your camps, not your churches, not your mosques, not your Buddhist temple. Your protecting shield, your sword triumphant, your enemies come cringing before you, cause and effect, and you shall tread on their backs, cause and effect. Their end is your solution and remedy, point blank. Raw and uncut. And you're listening to the Real Talk for Real People show. I'm not going to say any more on the subject matter. Mosaic blessing to each tribe and the nation. United we stand, divided we fall. And as you can see, the evidence speaks for itself. By not trusting in the Elohim and not running to him in our defense and following his instructions to the letter, the codification and specification, and leaning not to your own understanding. Therein is your antidote. Therein lies your solutions. Nowhere else. They can't vote it in. You can't march it in. You can't protest it in. And you can't cry and beg it in. The only way you're going to get it in is to get right with Yah and do what Yah tell you to do, how he tell you to do it, when he tell you to do it, and how long he tell you to do it. Therein lies your solution. Contrary, my brother and dear friend, what say you on this subject matter?
It's an amazing chapter, another amazing chapter by the prophet Moses.
Exactly.
He blesses every tribe individually, and then he blesses the nation as a whole.
Exactly.
And if you understand this, it doesn't matter what tribe you're from, there's a blessing in every tribe. And to the degree that the Most High protects us the way he does, we have to follow his instructions because we have no defense of our own against our enemies, people that hate us, people that want to destroy us. But
exactly.
The Most High has announced that he loves us, that he, you know, really looks out for us, even though we're in this state and condition that we're in. But there's something that we have to do. We have to reconnect in the right way. So these lessons are very important to let us know what Yah is promising us, because we know that the nations are not promising us what Yah is promising us. As a matter of fact, the nations are type jealous of how Yah cares for us the way he does. But in reality, Yah cares for all his creation. Yah cares for every nation.
Every
he just
nation.
Selected us to be an example, which we failed to do, which is why we still are the example, because he punished this nation that he loves so much. To the
exactly.
degree that he put it as the tail. So the other nations should be aware and take note that, yes, Yah chose us, but he punished us too because we did not do what was right and pleasing in his eyesight. So you got to do what's right before your creator.
Exactly.
And we have to reconnect like his creation is connected, like the animals, like the insects, like the heavens, and all creation is connected with Yah. We have to reconnect ourselves with him and stop trying
exactly.
to be so independent.
Exactly. And I think Katriel pointed out something right. The Yah is still teaching lessons. He's still teaching lessons by virtue of our butt whooping to other nations. Don't try me. I mean, they're special to me. If I do it to them, what you think I do to you? Think about what the Yah is saying. He's still teaching lessons as we speak today. If I love them so much that I put a butt whooping on them for 402 years in counting, and they're still begging, crying, marching, and protesting, trying to vote me in, and it ain't happened. What you think I'd do for you? Think about that. Turn to chapter 34, and once we do a study, a quick study of 34, I'm going to bring Ema Hadora on, let her give some commentary. And once Ema Hadora has given a commentary, my dear brother and friend from New York City, Cartrell, boy, he's not from New York City. His prison is in New York. My prison is in Memphis, Tennessee. His prison is in New York City. He's not from there. He just was born there, but it's his prison cell. Just like I'm not from here, from Memphis, Tennessee. I was born here. This is my prison cell. But actually, you know where I'm from. I don't know which tribe, but I know where I'm from. So that being said, turn your books. Then Moses did his last journey. Moses went up to the steeps of Moab to Mount Nebo as instructed, to the summit of Pisgah, opposite Jericho, and the Elohim showed him the whole land. Gilead as far as Dan, Naphtali, all of Naphtali, the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, the whole land of Yehuda as far as the western sea, the Negev and the plain, the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees as far as Zoar. And Yah said to him, this is the land which I swore to your founding fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. I will assign to your offspring. I've let you see it, Moses, with your own eyes, but because you didn't follow my codification and specification, when I told you to speak to the rock and you struck it, and you may think that's little, but ain't nothing little to me. It is a little foxes that spoil the grapes. as far as Yah is concerned. But you shall not cross. So Moses, the servant of Yah, died there in the land of Moab at the command of the Elohim. He buried him. Yah buried him in the valley in the land of Moab, the Beth-Phor. And no one knows his burial place to this very day. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes were undimmed. He didn't have cataracts and yellow eyes. His vigor unabated. He didn't have arthritis and high diabetes and high blood pressure and so on and so forth. His vigor was unabated, unchecked. And Israel bewailed Moses in the steeps of Moab for 30 days. The period of wailing and mourning for Moses came to an end, because the Most High says it's time and place for everything under the sun. Now Joshua, the transfer of power, son of Nun, was filled with the spirit of wisdom. Because why? Moses had laid his hand upon him, and the Israelites heeded him, doing as Yah had commanded Moses. Never again did there arise in Israel a prophet like Moses, whom the Elohim singled out face to face for the various signs and potents that the Elohim sent him to display to the land of Mizraim against Pharaoh, all his couriers, and his whole country. And for all the great might and awesome power that Moses displayed, not of his own, but projecting the Most High before all Israel. All right. Cartrell, what is your commentary on that last chapter? Quite simple.
We have a funny way of appreciating our leaders when they die, don't we?
30 days of mourning and wailing.
30 days?
30 days.
Cry because Moses died?
Don't like to go 2 weeks, okay? 2 days. 2 minutes, 2 hours.
With all the agony they gave Moses to the point where he missed out on the blessing of going into the land, now the man dies, you're going to cry for him.
Well, we still do it, Katrina.
You love while the man is alive.
We still do it. Folk won't even call Israel right now. Folk won't even call Yamsu. Folk won't even call Hadorah. Wait till Hadorah, Yamsu, and Katrina get on waiting here. And you think that they were talking to us every day. I told you, Katrina, don't start nothing. I'm sorry, brother. Go ahead.
But we watch cartoons these days, and they got cartoons like Avatar, where they have windbenders and firebenders and airbenders and waterbenders. They have this certain amount of power. But this is a real man who the Most High gave this power to. And he wasn't arrogant with it. You know, he could have displayed his power, you know, to the people, you know, of Israel, you know, made them submit to him. But the whole time he was directing them to the Most High. And he kept reminding them over and over of the journey that they had taken. And the children of Israel that came out of the land of Egypt, the next generation, had a greater appreciation of Moses than the first generation. So they understood that the Most High was with our leaders, which is why they submitted to Joshua the way they did. Because
right.
They saw what happened to their parents and how their parents gave Moshe so many problems, even though they had so many problems that they gave Moses, the Most High still took care of them. The children realized that it would be better to just fall in line. And that's
exactly
something that we have to do, just fall in line. And our blessings will come.
Just fall in line. You know, Cartrell, you said something, brother. Moses wasn't trying to take ownership of the powers accorded him by Yah and his love for the nation.
He has superpowers.
Right, he has superpowers. And Cartrell, I was speaking to a family in Madagascar that I am instructing in the ways of Yah, and I helped him. And they said, bless Yum. I said, no, bless Yum. Yum is just a man. I say all praise to Yah, because you don't want me here to instruct you or to help support and assist you in your dire straits. I said, no, no, no. Ain't no.
Well, y'all too.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's a difference between a blessing and a praise.
Right.
Once I said bless those that bless you. So anybody want to bless you, you can receive that, bro.
I'm going to have to go back and say, okay, give me a blessing. Bless me. I'm going to have to go back to you, God. I said, hold on. Go hold my blessing. Yeah, bless me, but praise y'all. Okay.
You took away those people's blessing, man. You took away those people's blessing.
I'm going to correct.
Bless those that bless you.
Bro, I'm going to text these folks in Madagascar now.
Give my blessing back.
Yeah, I want my blessing.
Bless me.
And praise y'all. Hallelujah.
That's what we say all the time, right? Most I bless you. Yeah, I'm too. Most I bless you. You don't want to refute that or refuse that.
Right. Brother, I'm going to bring Hima Hadora, and I'm going to get on and send the text, okay? I want my blessing, okay? Hima Hadora, may the Most High bless you. Love, your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, Hima. May the Most High bless you.
Shalom, shalom, my dear hearts, and may the Most High bless both of you mightily, giving all praise to our Holy One, for He is truly worthy to be praised. You know, He basks in our praises. You know, and wouldn't it be a much lovelier place if we had as much time as we spend raising hell, use that time instead to praise Yah? Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? Wouldn't it be a wonderful place to live? You see, you know, this chapter 34 is vitally, it's a couple of things in here that really should stand out for us. I love Yah's word because His word is precise, and Young Sue, as you spoke earlier, He doesn't leave anything to our imagination. He doesn't leave any place for our input or our interpretation. His word is precise, so much so that He's repetitive with it. He says the same things over and over and over again, so that we can get it right, so we don't walk away leaning to our own understanding. We walk away knowing exactly what He told us to do. And as it is stated in Deuteronomy, the 34th chapter, and so many people miss out on this, and it goes to let you know that the reason why they miss out on it is because their minds have been indoctrinated with another deity. And so they're so locked into that deity, they miss out on the word of their God, and they misconstrue it, they take it out of context, and it never brings them understanding. And the reason why I'm saying that is because in Deuteronomy 34 chapter, verse 9, and Joshua, Yahshua in the Hebrew, Yehoshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him, and the children of Israel listened unto him and did as Yah commanded Moses. Why is that so vital? Because it gives you the answer to where we always run to justify the character of the new book, Deuteronomy 18:18. And I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren like unto you, that God is speaking about. And I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. We don't have to guess about it. We don't have to wonder who this is. Yah told us who it was going to be. And what's the definition of the name Yahshua, More Katriel?
The definition of the name of Yahshua means Yah is salvation. And it's funny that you pick out that name, because they don't call Joshua Jesus, and they don't call Jesus Joshua. But you say Yehoshua, it's the same name. So which is it,
yes,
Jesus or Joshua?
Well, this is the the real Yahshua that Israel
right.
don't even think about. It don't even speak about. Not only is it when we get into the book of Yahshua or Joshua, Yahushua, it reiterates itself again. This is the prophet that Yah spoke of. Even the name indicates such, because originally this brother's name was Hoshea, the son of Nun. Moshe changed his name to Yahshua. We don't, most of us don't know that either.
Mm-hmm.
And just as it was brought out that Moshe and Moray, you say it all the time, and it just touches my heart so tenderly, how humble Moshe was, a humble man. And we gave him pure D hell.
Yeah.
Well, our dad, we saw that he had. We some bold souls. We some bold souls. We saw all the power that the Most High gave him, and he wasn't arrogant with it. He was humble with it.
Yes, so much so that he chose to be an intercessor on behalf of our people to give his life so that their lives could be changed, saved. Is that correct?
That's right.
And yet, and I say this because he made one mistake that kept him out of the promised land. So I say this for all of our people that think that Yah is not precise and that he doesn't mean every word he says. Think about Moshe. One mistake kept him out of the promised land. So we think that we can take the word of our God, twist it, turn it, make it apply to what we want to do, how we want to receive and how we justify it. Well, if that's the way you interpreted it. Huh? Again,
Moses,
God's word is precise.
Moses was an example for the nation.
Yes, he was.
With all that he did as a servant of Yah, we think that we're going to make it in the land, and we're not serving Yah on the level that Moses did. And we think that we could get away with, you know, our transgressions, our iniquity, our disobedience. But we see that the Most High stopped Moses from going to land with only one disobedience. So he was an
mm-hmm.
example for the nation, and our nation is an example for the rest of the nations around the world.
Absolutely.
God don't play. You better listen to what he say and do what he say do.
You know, if we really paid attention to Yah's word, meditate. I love it, Monroe, when you tell me how you meditate on his word. I understand that. But just meditate. Get in your quiet time and just have that time between you and your creator. And just let his spirit speak unto you. Isn't it interesting that all through the word of Yah, you would never find, and I'm a stickler for details. I'm a stickler for every word he said, because that's what we agreed to. Never will you find in his word where he tells Israel, once we were scattered, go and get the teachings of another man. You won't find that nowhere in his word. What you will find is the same thing that Yah is repetitive about all through his word, and that's the very thing we cast behind our back. And that is, those that diligently seek me, saith Yah, they shall find me. And when we do that, when we diligently seek our Creator, spend our quiet time with him, sit back and allow his spirit to speak to us and soak up his essence into our spirit, guess what? He'll point the way, guide and direct. He'll reveal. You won't have to guess about it. He'll point out what all the lies have been added and how things have been destroyed. He'll point it all out for you and then take you in his word and show you the real deal. Yah never left us. We left Yah. And in poor Moses, I love me some Moshe. I love him. I love his humility. The heart that he had was so big. And, you know, when we remember that Moshe stuttered, can you imagine someone stuttering today and talking about leading our people?
Oh, they be talking bad about him. That fool needs to shut up. Anybody eat? Hey, what are you saying?
Can you imagine?
I know us. I know how we talk. Man, somebody shut that fool up. Anybody know what we saying? He ain't that mother to can on. Why did y'all pick him? How come he couldn't have picked me? Or my son, or my cousin, or Roro, or Riri, pop off. Always got something to argue about. You ain't lying anymore.
And being that we are the same people today.
That's what I'm saying.
You can only imagine the abuse that our brother took from our people.
Pure D.
Trying to do good for them. Good.
Anybody, you're going through it a little bit yourself. Contreras goes through with it a little bit yourself. You ought to know. Come on now. No, I like you don't know.
Oh, I do know. But you know, there's a word that says that you make yourself a prey for standing on the word of Yah. That's deep. You make yourself a prey for standing on the word of Yah.
But the fact that Moses had a holy, bold spirit, right? You know that. He was humble, but he was holy, bold. And how do you know?
Yeah.
When Yah was speaking, he said, I'm going to speak to them like I speak to you. What happened when Yah spoke to them? They ran and said, we don't ever want to hear Yah. Only Moses, who had the courage, the holy boldness, to hear the voice of Yah. So he was stronger than all the Israelites that he was around. And they were like little children to him because they didn't really understand what was going on.
And that's why in the word it says, with all thy getting, get an understanding. The majority of our people have no understanding of their God.
And Moses
said, his word. They can quote it. They can wear the fringes. They can do all that, but they don't know Yah. They do not know him.
Ima, you know what you said? They know it's a puzzle, but they don't know how to put it together. That's basically
You're absolutely right. You know, Moray says it best. He says you have to understand that we're coming out of a 2,000-plus-year coma. But
I see you.
Okay.
Yeah.
But even with that, you know, even if a patient in ICU, when they start bringing them back this way, they begin to realize some things and go, wow, we come out and we done took the fluid out of our arm. They put us back on a regular ward. We're eating full food now, and we still are just as dead as we was when we was laying there in a coma.
No, we fussing and fussing and arguing with the other patients.
Well, Moses says it in his song. He says they are a nation without common sense, utterly lacking in discernment. If they were wise, they could figure it out and understand their destiny.
What you looking at me? Don't be stepping on my slippers.
It's good.
You're
it's also good.
Yeah.
was also good to hear that we've had listeners on from Japan. For the last couple of days, I've been in dialogue with our people over in South Africa. And I have to admit that I was quite filled with humbleness, humility, upon the reception of the words that I shared with them. They were so receptive of it. And I was sent a text today stating that they had never heard the word explained in such simplicity.
And the same,
it brought about so much understanding.
The same seems, Ima, is much more different in other nations, the receptiveness. Because in Madagascar, they wanted to know what books. I said, the only thing you need to get is get your Old Testament. You don't need nothing else. And were you there for every Sunday? I said, well, the problem with Madagascar is that they speak French. And so it takes a long time for me to break down words and understanding. But the only difference, but they are very receptive. And they want to learn. So I'm going to instruct this family the best I can with the best tool the Most High provides for me, and instruct them in the ways of Yah. Not only in my words, but in my deeds also, Ima.
Well, hallelujah. You know, that's just another confirmation for me, what the Almighty have been showing me for quite some time. And I say this with much knowledge, not belief, but knowledge that the Almighty has imparted with me. And that knowledge is Yahudah is the lawgiver. Yahudah is here in America. All eyes are focused on America. They waited for this people here to rise up, to be the light, the ensign that Yah has chosen them to be. And they will. When Yah's time period, they will. They'll rise up. But the world is looking to us. They're looking to us for direction. That's why when you see our people go out here with Black Lives Matter and Hands Up, Don't Shoot, and the Hully Gully and the Twist and whatever, it's not long before the whole world is engaged in the same thing. So if we've got this type of power in our fallen state, what kind of power can you imagine we will have when Yah resurrect us once again?
Hallelujah. Amen.
Any power that we have comes from Yah, because our power is Yah. He is Almighty. And we're looking at the prophecies being fulfilled in the book of Daniel, where he said, in the end of days, knowledge would be increased. And we know that that's a sign of the end of days, because knowledge is increased. Y'all communicate with people in South Africa, Madagascar. Now we hooked up with Japan. We in the end of days where the Most High's knowledge is worldwide. So
yes,
the prophecy of Daniel is right before our eyes. We in the fourth kingdom. The 400 years coincides with the fall of the 400 king year, the fourth kingdom, because we see this is the last of the Roman Greco Empire, and we see them falling apart. Their democracy is fragile, and that 400 years coincided with the end of this particular fourth kingdom. It's just that the Most High does things little by little. He doesn't do it all at once.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, also in chapter 34, here's another thing. We need to really pay attention to the word of Yah. And that's verse 10. And there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moshe, whom Yah knew face to face. And all the signs and the wonders which Yah sent him to do in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh and to all his servants and to all of his lands. And in all that mighty hand and all the great terror which Moses showed in the sight of all of Israel, that kind of knocks out the character in the new book, doesn't it?
Well, the new character, The new character in the New Testament has did nothing compared to Moses.
That's what I'm saying. Let's knock him out of the picture.
Completely.
He has no standing room at all.
First of all, what book did he write? Well, other people is writing books for him. Who is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? And who sanctioned you to write about a man that died 50 years? You know, he wasn't on the team.
Supposedly
died. And 50 years later, you writing books about him.
Mm-hmm.
Would you want somebody writing a book about you 50 years after you die?
And you know, the simple fact that the scriptures, it's the word of Yah. The new book is called the Gospels according to Mark,
yes.
Luke, and John.
So the fact that other people wrote a book about him 50 years after he died, and he doesn't have a book of his own, he doesn't fit into the category of prophets that the Most High was speaking of when he said that he would raise prophets from among you like Moses. Because Jesus wasn't nothing like Moses.
One line in 18 that should, Deuteronomy 18, that, like I said, I'm a stickler for every word of Yah. That should let us know that it couldn't possibly be talking about JC. And that is, if we pay close attention, I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto you, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command. Well, why would they be looking for somebody 1,000 years down the road to listen to? How could they possibly hear him anyway?
They don't understand the reason, Imam.
But as it says in 34, as Yah commanded Moses, so will we obey. I'm going to read it again. And Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moshe had laid his hands upon him, and the children of Israel listened to him and did as Yah commanded Moses. How much plainer can it be?
Well, it shows you how gullible people are, because you have people with PhDs that don't understand the exact thing you're trying to present. First of all, when they talk about Jesus, they saying what he said. And if he's saying what he said, his opinion, his thoughts, he's not speaking what the Most High said for the prophet to speak, right? Joshua
right.
And do what the Most High told him to do. He wasn't speaking his own words. We didn't even know Joshua's own thoughts.
No.
Exactly.
We don't even know Moses' own thoughts, because he was doing what Yah told him to do. We didn't even know Moses' own thoughts until he expresses himself saying, y'all frustrated me, I didn't take cattle or nothing from y'all, which he could have did with all the power that he had. He could have took mad women, he could have took mad horses and cattle and gold and kept it for himself, because that's how powerful he was. But he didn't do none of that, did he?
No.
So the fact that Joshua followed the same pattern and the same path is the thing that gave him success and conquering people in the land of Canaan that our people thought was too big and too mighty to be conquered.
Hallelujah. One last thing. The reason why in 34, the reason why Hoshea's name was changed to Yahshua by Moshe or Yehoshua, meaning Yah salvation, is because he's the one that took them into the promised land. Is that right?
And we might have idolized the prophet Hoshea, because his name Hoshea means salvation, right? But when you put Yahoshua, you say Yah is salvation. not the man. All right?
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
That's why Moses changed it.
And this is another clue to the puzzle that knocks the new story out of the waters. In Matthew 1:25, and knew her not till she had brought forth her, I'm sorry, not 1:25, 1:21. And she shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. Not Yahshua, not Joshua, not Yehoshua, but Jesus, Iusus, Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins, and never tell you who his people were. Now all of this done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, meaning God with us. Nowhere does it ever say that he was sent for Yah's salvation. Nowhere. And his name is not indicative of that either. So when we really get into Yahshua, the book of Yahshua, we're going to see why Moshe is on him and changed his name from Hoshea. And Maureen, you touched on it already, to Yahshua.
Something else you just mentioned, Moshe laid his hands on Yahshua. It was a transfer of power, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not just a transfer of power and leadership, but actual powers. Moshe had the ability to put his spirit on other people, which he did with the 70 elders, if we remember. And when he did
mm-hmm.
that, they were able to prophesy. So this was a spiritual transfer of power to the prophet Joshua, by him laying his hands on Joshua, Moshe. That's why you could not find Moses' body. Yah buried him because people be looking to put their hands on Moses' body to try to get some power. That's why you can't find his body or his staff.
And you know what? I understand that very well. I went to a conference one time, and I was the only woman that was speaking. All other sisters was told to keep their mouths shut. And I didn't know that at the time. So when it came time for lunch, all the women came, almost knocked me down. It scared me. And they said, sister, we just want to get some of that spirit. We just want to touch you, rub against you so we can get some of that spirit that you got. Oh, sister, I never experienced anything like that before.
Was it in Memphis, Ima, when you came here?
Pardon?
Was it in Memphis when you came here? I said, was it
Christmas?
I said, was
no,
it?
No, 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 no. This was up in Chicago.
Oh,
and it was about, I know it's about 50 sisters, that if not more. They almost knocked me down.
I'm going to tell you what you can equate it to, Ima. You can equate it to sports, a coach and his team. Every coach puts his spirit on that team. And Yam Suf know what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
He plays football.
Right.
And if you know professional sports, there's certain coaches like San Antonio's coach, Popovich, Greg Popovich. He got a spirit that he puts on his players. Anytime he get a player, it's like, damn, he got the San Antonio spirit. That's how they play. When you look at the New England Patriots, they play a certain way. Why? It's because of the coach. The coach puts his spirit on the players to make them play a certain way. So mm-hmm. you could equate it to the same thing, but we're talking about going to war with other nations. So in a war-type setting, the generals, the captains, the leaders of the nations have to do like the coaches. They have to put their spirit on the people. And a leader that's a great leader is going to be a conqueror.
Well, Ray, I hear you, but you know what? I equate it to what it is. Y'all put Moshe has the spirit of Yah on him, and he passed that spirit on to Yahshua. And there is no spirit that is compatible. Don't even come close to to the spirit of Yah. I don't get the two confused. Not at all.
There's a spirit of fear that is contagious. Leaders can put the spirit of fear on their people. Just like the 10 spies, they went in the land. They saw how good the land was. They bought back grapes. And what did they do? These leaders. They told the people, we can't do it. And with the people, they put fear in the people. So that spirit of fear is contagious too.
You're right. Yeah. I never thought about it like that, but you're absolutely right.
You have to think about it like that.
you're absolutely right.
Well, Imam Adora, only thing you have to do is think about when we're having our meetings, the spirit that's placed upon us, because there's no spirit of ignorance. There's no spirit of fear, trepidation, foolishness. So it can work throughout our meetings. You can see it in full display. Notice the next time we have a meeting. You don't hear no ignorant sister, no ignorant brother, fear and trepidation, some foolishness. It's the spirit that is displayed in those meetings. It's quite apparent. If you ever been in a Fool's Paradise meeting, you'll know the difference, okay?
All you got to do is visit Fool's Book every day. You know where that spirit of foolishness is at.
Eva been around longer than me. She been in some of them Fool's Paradise meetings, okay?
And what Proverbs tell you about dealing with fools? Better leave alone.
Walk away, Chucky. Just walk away.
Otherwise, you become just like them.
You ain't lying, Eva.
That's one of my favorite Proverbs. Proverbs 24:6.
Hey, Ema, I don't walk, I run away. I don't walk, I run away.
You have to.
I ain't got nothing to rap. I'm gone.
Listen, you know, they so in talking and speaking with our people to get them to just try to rationalize with them with just common sense. And it really brings to light the word of Yah that whose is blind as my servant and as deaf as my messenger. Our people, they are blind. Yirmiyahu says that, not Yirmiyahu, Isaiah. The prophet Isaiah says it better than anybody. Take this book to the learned man. And said, read it. He says, I can't. The book is sealed.
That's Nehemiah.
No, that's Isaiah, the 29th chapter.
Okay.
I won't be sure because I don't want to lie. Isaiah 29 and you might be one more way, but you're not. Isaiah 29 says, start at verse 9. Say yourselves the one to cry, y'all, and cry. They are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. For Yah have poured out upon you the spirit of a deep sleep and have closed your eyes. The prophets and your rulers, the seers, have you covered. And the vision of all is becoming to you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he says, I cannot, for it is sealed. And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he said, I am not learned. Wherefore, God said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their hearts far from me. What does that mean, Moray?
To hide something from a nigga, put it in a book.
They cut me off.
Was that good enough for you, Eva?
They cut Robbie, I'm
my friend. Use my friend. But Isaiah goes deeper than that, Ima. He goes deeper than that. In the first chapter, he says, "An ox knows his master, and an ass his master's crib. But my people don't know and don't understand." So in other words, y'all stupider than an ox and dumber than an ass. And we think we're so smart. So special. Like y'all too. So we think we're so special.
I think it's a broken dog.
I keep saying, I'm in with this. You know, we love to, and if we get proper with a brother.
Kajal, Kevin, raw and uncut. When you're dealing with food, you got to call food players raw and uncut.
Y'all's raw and uncut, baby. Like you say, the words, yo, you can't misinterpret them.
You can't.
Ima said it. She said it yesterday. You can't sugarcoat it.
Mm-mm.
It's an unfortunate thing because our people are too lazy to look and search when people study us more than we study ourselves.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's the problem.
You know, one last clue to our people. The Almighty gave a command not to add to his word, nor take away from it. Just for them to tell us they've given us something new, it's indicative of that they have not honored the word of Yah.
There you go.
If it's new, that means it's not part of the original.
And the beauty of our studies, Ima, how many books we've been through, Yom Suf?
Man, we've been through quite a few. I mean, at least about 15, 20 of them or more.
And they all saying what? The same thing. There's no contradiction in any of the books we've read. As a matter of fact, there's been a lot of synchronicity.
Exactly. Even when we're off on chapters that we're supposed to be studying, it's still those chapters are still synchronized with the lesson, today's lesson, or that day's lesson, Ima. So nothing is off kilter here.
Well, it's just going to show you again. You cannot, Israel, cannot go to the word of Yah to debate his word. You can't take his word to debate his word, huh?
I ain't debating nothing. I'm going to put it out there. I'm going about my business. Okay? I don't sit in the
office. I'm saying Israel, Gimsu, Israel will go to the word of Yah, take one part of a scripture to debate another part. Huh?
Ima, we've been doing that for centuries.
Mm-hmm.
How long have we been doing that?
Jeremiah,
go find out what Yah want us to do. Jeremiah's like, are you sure? Jeremiah went away for 2 weeks, came back. Let's say, yeah. People say, we ain't doing that.
What did they tell you, Ima?
He told them, don't go into Egypt. Stay right here. The Most High will protect you. They say, we ain't doing that. How long have we been doing that, Ima? Debating y'all. Which is why we got our patios handed to us.
And Ima, yes. Ima, what do some brothers and sisters tell you today? We ain't doing that. What do some brothers and sisters tell us?
They got Jeremiah 44:16 down pat. Mm-hmm. Jeremiah was taking the word of Yah to him, and they said, look, Jeremiah, as far as the word that you have spoken to us in the name of Yah, that we will not do.
All right. So, welcome to the club. Okay. Welcome to the club. Hey, Yom Soup. Coop on that Real Talk, Real People show, he crazy as hell. We ain't going to do that.
And that's the reason for themselves. They said, well, that's your interpretation, but this is what I'm saying.
Hey, you know that bad mouth country up to? Yeah, where they get that nigga from New York City?
Brother went on, it's mind boggling. He went on the TV program, and I thought he spoke so eloquently. He didn't let the white man trick him, back him in a corner. He dealt with him, handled him beautifully. Who came out against him more than anybody? Black people.
Who that nigga? That nigga, I don't know. his maneuver was magnificent. But when I saw some of their comments say, who that nigga is?
They even had a panel of the so-called rabbis to come. They drew up a panel to speak against what Moray did. What's wrong with us?
It don't matter because it don't mean nothing. As far as that enmity and that animosity, because it just like he told Isaiah, hey, hold on for a minute. They ain't mad at you. They ain't got no problem with you. They got a problem with me. Okay?
Yeah.
Don't take it personal. Don't take it personal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He sure did.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all I have for tonight, Young Sue.
Yes, ma'am.
I listened to that Deuteronomy, the 34th chapter, and it clears up all that Deuteronomy 18. And Almighty is very clear in His Word. And I want Israel to go to bed with this. You know, add to His Word. Don't take away from His Word. Read His Word for what it says. Because it says what it means, and it means what it says. Take it for as it is written, and then go meditate, pray, and ask Yah for your understanding. I promise you, you won't go astray, and He will be there for you. He will not fail you.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, Contrail, Imahadora, we're moving right on to another segment, the last segment of our study session, the Book of Psalms, the 49th chapter. And Kashrell's got one more come tomorrow, and Kashrell will go on to another study segment in the show.
Hallelujah.
You mentioned that show that I went on, the interview, the Most High Covenant to go. Either they're going to bless you or curse you. Bless those that bless you, curse those that curse you. And I noticed that Fox got sued for $2.7 billion. And that guy to interview me, he doesn't even have a show anymore.
Didn't he say you'll fight your battles? Didn't he say that?
Huh?
Didn't y'all say he'll fight our battles?
Hey, you know what, Ema, before Folk Contrail says something, when I watched Cottrell doing that interview, Muhammad Ali came to mind. It was float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Rumble, brother, rumble.
I thought he was excellent. He did not let that man back him in no corner. He didn't allow him to twist his words.
He did.
He tried to drag me in the foxhole.
Yeah.
And made him squirm under the on his own interview.
And wound up asking a dumb question. Do he have to pay for the sins of his grandfather? Yeah, you do. Y'all continue to run the criminal enterprise? Yes.
You're doing the same thing? You ain't changed. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Rumble, contrary, rumble. Ah.
What's up? Fear not, man. Fear not.
I loved it. I loved it. I got there and put an okie doke on them boys. I loved it.
Some of the commentary said he ain't representing Israel because he ain't got a Bible. You don't need a Bible to express who you are. Chinese people don't walk around with Confucius in their hands, talk about I'm Chinese. Look on page 95 and show you that I'm Chinese because Confucius said.
Come on, bro. Come on, that's cool. Because that's nonsense. That right is crazy. Now, the most I said we mad. This is very indicative of the fact we crazy as hell. Okay, Kyle, move on, bro. We ain't got time for that nonsense. With some of these
drugs. Like saying, explain how you American, you walking around with a constitution. Well, let me break out the constitution. Tell you American.
Well, I'm in with this for you to go into a song, and that is what Israel failed to understand.
Right.
We are the walking, living testimony of the words of a living God. His word should be inside of us. We should be the physical essence of Yah's word.
Exactly. Part of your make. Part of, we always say it on the show. It should be secondary to your and to you. Part of your innate nature. Why are you gonna walk around with a scroll on?
Or to lock in my pocket.
With the Bible, you just look at every Sunday. Everybody got a Bible. Back to one Sunday. They don't know.
Yeah, when you look at it, Ema. But they got it with them on Sunday.
And don't even read it then.
Now, truth be told.
Jump up to the jump around education.
Yeah, they said what pastor said, what pastor said. Pastor said it, pastor said that. Okay, all right. Go ahead, guys. Let's see what Yah says in the book of Psalms.
And the book of Psalms gives us examples, righteous examples, the righteous examples of our ancient fathers that we should be following. So anybody that's righteous that we read about, follow that example. It says, praise Yah in the 149th Psalm. Sing unto Yah a new song and praise praise his name in the congregation of the saints. Let Yisrael rejoice in him that made him. Who made us?
Yah.
Okay. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Who's our king?
King David.
Yeah.
And Yah
is our king. The one that made us is our
exactly.
king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Do we dance pretty well?
Man.
Do people copy our dance the way we dance?
Cut up.
But how do we, when do we dance for Yah?
Yeah, I mean, being that we're in captivity, we're dancing for ourselves, but that dance is meant for Yah. The way we sing is meant for Yah. All them gospels that y'all singing for the wrong idol is supposed to be for Yah, right?
Supposed to be.
Because we do it the best. We dance the best. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbre and the harp. Who does that better than us?
No one.
For Yah taketh pleasure in his people. You know why? Because he creates people like Barry White and Marvin Gaye and Aretha Franklin and who else? So many, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't the people of earth take pleasure in us too? They love our music. They love the way we dance. But we all twist it up. But Yah loves the way he created us, the way we sing, the way we dance. And we're supposed to be doing it for him. For Yah takes pleasure in his people. We're supposed to know that. He will beautify the meek with salvation. So how are you going to get salvation? In your meekness. Yes. See, because meek people pretty much are like looked down upon, like on a lower part of the totem pole. If you ain't flamboyant and charismatic and you ain't out there, you know, you're on the bottom of the totem pole. But Yah's looking at the meek. And he's going to give them salvation. Beautifying the meek with salvation.
Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of Elohim be in their mouth and the two-edged sword in their hand. There you go, Ima. You carrying your sword?
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah. But the praise of Yah always must be in our mouth every day. To execute vengeance upon the heathens. Oh, the heathens know that that vengeance is coming. The vengeance of blood been laying low. And punishment upon the people. Why punishment upon the people? Because they don't follow Yah. They're not doing righteousness. There's violence all throughout the earth. There's destruction and chaos of the creation, right? Yah has every right to judge the nations for what they've done to his creation, doesn't he? Not just to his creation, but to his people. To bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. That's coming. To execute upon them the judgment written. What judgment written? Everybody knows judgment day is coming, right?
They ignore it. They ignore
it's their interpretation of what this judgment is and how it's going to turn out and when you're going to be when this judgment comes. But you better find out the judgment that Yah is talking about. This honor of all his saints. Praise Yah. Hallelujah.
Praise Yah.
Hallelujah.
So even in the Psalms, you'll find out about Yah's plan.
Amen. Well, Ima Hadora, what is your closing remarks?
My closing remarks is hallelujah. Praise
Yah. Praise Yah.
Watch that two-edged sword now, Ima. Watch that two-edged sword. Don't touch it. Cut nobody.
Praise the Most High, Yah. And I'm telling him, Yah, kumbaya, kumbaya.
Amen. Amen. Kadriel, my dear brother and friend from New York.
Yes.
Your prison cell in New York. What say you in your last commentaries?
Well, from my prison cell in New York, far from my land, my homeland, because there's no place like home, I concur with Ima. I say, rise up, Yah, let your enemies be scattered. And bring forth the nation of Israel, that you may be praised throughout all your creation, even here on earth. As in heaven above, so let it be on the earth beneath.
Hallelujah. And I am speaking from my prison cell, after the names in Miserine, by the Mississippi, I'm saying it was a good study session. All praises to Yah. I need say any more. Ima Hadura said it all. Cartrell said it all. We put it all on the table. Take these lessons up. Apply them to yourself and stop leaning to your own understanding. Why? We're mad as hell and our thinkers are broken. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night.
Shalom.
Shalom. Ima got me that.
We never spend time talking to you.
Praise
the Lord. Lay it on you. Let you know how we feel about love.
We love you. We love you. Mm-hmm.
We love you. Smile each day.
Yes, ma'am.
Loving is a blessing, yeah. Never let it fade away. It's all about love, yeah. Feel yourself a true romance. Beauty that's around you, yeah. You deserve just one more chance, my dear, my dear. Let the light shine all through your life. Fill your little heart aglow. Take the time, make up your mind. It's all about love. Talking to yourself is fine. Makes you feel much better. Know just where to draw the line. Girl, my dear. Girl, my dear. Oh, yeah. Thank you. about love, yeah. Talking to yourself is fine. Makes you feel much better. Know just where the trouble lies, my dear, my dear. Bound to fall in love one day. Surely, and you need it. Down a couple of things about things we see every day. Now, I want you to stop whatever you're doing. Just stop. I want to rap to you. You know, they say there's beauty in the eyes of the beholder, you know? Which I say is a natural fact. Because you are as beautiful as your thoughts, right on? You know, like, with us, for instance, you know, like, we studied all kinds of cult sciences and astrology and mysticism and world religion and so forth, you dig? And, like, coming from a hip place, all of these things help because they give you an insight to your inner self. Have mercy. Now, there's an outer self we gotta deal with, you know? The one that like to go to parties, the one that like to dress up and be cool and look pretty on